K. Jackson, Milwaukee's Real News and Great Conversation, a Civic Media station.
CBS News Brief. President Trump has just sued the Wall Street Journal. Here's CBS's Scott McFarlane.
He denies the accusations in there. He denies the accusations that he wrote a card or letter to Jeffrey Epstein on Epstein's 50th birthday that was, quote, bawdy in tone.
Trump says the letter the Journal wrote about is fake. Three Los Angeles County deputy sheriffs were killed today in a training accident. CBS's Andreas Gutierrez.
CBS News has learned it was likely a grenade that exploded as it was being handled. The sheriff has promised answers, but it's still too early in the investigation.
One of the deputies had been in the department for 33 years. The president signed a bill regulating cryptocurrency today. Here's CBS News Money Watch correspondent Kelly O'Grady.
Just more broadly, the fact that Congress is in a bipartisan way, saying cryptocurrency, we actually want to figure this out and make it credible for Americans. That's a big deal.
CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
Join the family. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
For 540 WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A major investment is moving forward to fight the opioid crisis in Milwaukee County. County Executive David Crawley's $9 million plan includes expanded harm reduction programs, more treatment beds, and targeted outreach using funds from statewide opioid settlements. County leaders say the existing initiatives are already showing results. The full board will vote on the money next week. Representative Robin Vining has launched her campaign for Wisconsin's 5th State Senate District seat. The reveal came at a rally yesterday in Wauwatosa. She currently reps the 13th District in the State Assembly, which includes parts of Wauwatosa, Elm Grove, and Brookfield. There's one other announced candidate, Sarah Harrison, a community advocate and small business owner from Brookfield. Republican incumbent Senator Rob Hutton is also widely expected to seek re-election. Milwaukee County health officials are monitoring what's going on in Madison in regards to a spike in ODs. Savannah Tome Olson has more.
At one point this week, there were 5 confirmed overdose calls to 911 in just a 24-hour period. Staff at Public Health Madison-Dane County say they don't know what's causing this spike, but substance abuse can increase the risk of heat-related illnesses. Officials advise people with substance use disorders to carry Narcan and use fentanyl test strips. They also want people to know the signs of overdose and not to be afraid to call 911. Wisconsin has a Good Samaritan law, which gives some legal protections to people trying to help save someone in the middle of an overdose.
At least some of the orange barrels are gone. The state DOT this week is celebrating the completion of the 43 North-South Freeway project. Communities from Glendale to Grafton now have a modernized 14-mile corridor through a $500 million effort. The work included 5 rebuilt interchanges. And that's news on 540 WAUK. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
It's the Brewers and the Dodgers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball. The Brewers begin a West Coast trip in L.A. against the Dodgers. Quinn Priester, the 24-year-old right-hander from Glendale Heights, Illinois, will start the first game of the second half of the Brewers season tonight and was asked how he can set the tone heading into the series.
What I hope to do and hope to show through what I'm doing is just 5-6-plus innings. It's my job to put up zeros and keep us in the game and just do the best that I can.
NFL, the Packers training camp begins next Wednesday with practices nearly every morning at 10:30 a.m. Quarterbacks and rookies reporting today, including first-round pick Matthew Golden, on what the Packers can expect from the rookie wide receiver in camp.
No, that's something they can expect out of me as a hard worker. You know, I'm committed to the process, but you know, I'm a dog and I'm a competitor. Each day I'm trying to get better and just perfect my craft. I'm bringing that dog mentality.
That's the Packers' Matthew Golden with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Rebuilding and refreshing local radio one station at a time. This Civic Media radio station is proud to be a part of your community. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Clouds thicken tonight, showers and thunderstorms possible late. Warm and muggy, lows in the mid-60s. Mostly cloudy for tomorrow, a few showers and thunderstorms around. A high in the low 80s. A sun and cloud mix Sunday and a high in the mid-70s. Currently at 75 degrees.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we are back from our road trip across Wisconsin, back to recap all of the weekend news. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11. Matt Nair on Air.
Author of America, Let Me In, Felipe Torres Medina is here.
My funny book about immigration. You can see how the current administration and their policies are affecting the communities. But I'm a comedian. It is really sad, but how about some jokes? Because that's the only way I can, you know.
If we don't take a moment to laugh about something, we're all going to self-destruct.
100%.
Matt Nair on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
I've been trying to learn sheepshead for 40 years. My father-in-law is still a card counter, knows what everybody has. It is so easy to go, oh gosh, I still don't know who the partner is. And is that a trump card or is it not? And so I'm still asking myself all these questions while they're busy taking all of my nickels. The one thing that got me where they allow me to play is getting the app. For all the technology that's out there, that is one of the positive notes.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You're listening to 540 WAUK, Milwaukee's home for mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Chwaba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy still not convinced computers are here to stay, Pete Chwaba.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Nightlight with Pete Chwaba. I am Pete Chwaba. Conrad Krieger is working the board, the lovable producer Conrad. We're having some fun here on a Friday night, kind of a chill show. We've got, it's a Bar Band Friday night. Terry Barr will be here at 7:35. We talked about the Kiss Cam couple and how that might shake out. And we just kind of agreed that I think if the guy had not like dove out of the way, he's holding the girl, his mistress. If he had just kind of put his head into the back of her hair, he could have hid a lot less conspicuously rather than looking guilty.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. It's not like I'm dispensing advice about how to do that. I'm not going there. I'm just saying it's an unfortunate situation.
Yeah, yeah.
Our question of the night is, it's National Fortune Cookie Day. So what does your fortune say? What do you want it to say? When you open the cookie and you take out the fortune, pick your fortune, folks. That's what we're asking listeners to do tonight. Right now in studio, I've got Hank. I've been corrected. I asked. You didn't say anything. You weren't offended that I called you your actual name, Henry.
Nope.
But Hank Scott is here along with Herschel Winter. They are brothers, and they founded 12 Tribe Cigars. So we're talking about that with them. We've got a few more minutes with them here in studio. They were nice enough to drive up from Appleton and or Fond du Lac. How was traffic on the way up? Not too bad around here.
Yes.
Did you both smoke a cigar while you drove up?
I did.
Sweet. Does your car smell like cigars?
Oh, I always air them out.
Does it work?
Yeah, it actually does. Yeah.
Is there a way to smoke a cigar where, like, I go home and my wife does not say you were smoking a cigar? Like, where's the best place just outside to not bring that smell with you? Or this? I actually like the smell, but not everybody does. So where do you go? You smoke out on the porch or something or what?
No way at all. It's just going to just marinate on you, even though you're blowing it away. There's no way out of that.
You love that, don't you?
Yeah.
Yes. Your voice especially. You should do voiceovers for cigars.
Pete, everyone tells me, man. Everyone tells me. I think I'm going to jump on that.
Conrad, let's do a tag.
Okay.
These guys, and Herschel can read it. That'll be all right, before you guys leave. Don't let me forget to do that. Okay, so we're talking about 12 Tribe Cigars. We found out how you guys got into the business. You both work at Appleton Cigar. We were introduced by J.B. Thompson. I love, that's my new word, is sticks. I've never heard cigars called sticks, so I'm going to totally steal that. How do you make a cigar? You guys created a cigar. Do you have an idea in your head, or do you just, how do you instruct the tobacco guy to get what you want?
Well, you have a combination of different types of cigars that you like. And I was like, I want something like a Maduro, but I don't want it as strong as a Maduro. Even though 12 Tribes is classified as a Maduro, it doesn't have the bite like a Maduro.
Okay.
And it's a very...
Maduro's real strong?
Yeah, it's a little stronger than 12 Tribes.
All right.
And with 12 Tribes, it's very smooth from the light up to the end.
When you say smooth, for people that don't smoke cigars, what does that mean? Does that mean you don't like, let's, what can you compare it to? Like a glass of whiskey, you take a sip, you get the burn?
Yeah.
What makes a cigar smooth?
This doesn't have that bite that you taste in your mouth.
Gotcha.
Like some cigars you light up will have a bite to it.
Yeah.
12 Tribes does it.
Nice. How did you get there? How do you just keep toying around with the mixture of tobaccos till you get there?
It took us probably 6 months sampling different cigars until we got to the right blend of what we were looking for.
Okay.
And then on top of that, we had, again, Rich, who is a mentor to us, to help guide us in the right direction with selecting the right cigar.
We've got Peter on the stream says, I don't know if I could smoke a cigar for an hour. Can a good cigar be put aside and relit later, or is it just done? That's a great question, Peter. Thank you.
No, Peter, the way that works is if you smoke a cigar, and let's say the cigar is 6 inches and you only smoke 2 inches of the cigar, the best thing to do is to cut the end off to where all the burn is out of it. Put it in a plastic bag with a Boveda pack and zip it closed or put it in a humidor by itself. So when you get ready to smoke it again, what you're going to have to do is degas it. Degas the cigar because the tobacco is breaking down. So what's going to happen is you're going to have a gas buildup inside the cigar. And the best way to degas a cigar is to take the cigar with a lighter, suck in slowly, and blow out slowly with the flame in front of the cigar, and then move the flame away from the cigar. And as long as that flame is coming out the end of the cigar, it is drawing the gases from inside the cigar out. And you may have to do that 2 or 3 times until you get all the gases out of it. And then when you start smoking it, it'll be like it was when you first lit it up.
Boy, go to the podcast and you can listen to that again. I've never heard that. That's really like inside baseball stuff. So what happens if you don't degas it and you just start smoking it again?
It's going to be tart. And it's going to have a bite to it.
So it's just a taste thing. It's not a...
Yeah.
Okay.
It's going to be a better way of saying it, real peppery.
Hmm, interesting.
And it's not going to taste like it did when you first lit it up.
Okay. So, Hank, you're having a tasting. There's a tasting room in Madison, but you don't have the cigar. Like, you guys can't keep your cigars on the shelves. So that's a great sign. When is that happening? Do you have to get the cigars first, obviously? Or
what I want to do is get the cigars and go back and talk to Adam, the manager at the tasting room. Because what happened was I came up there one day to meet him, and I missed him. And I talked to the guy behind the behind the counter and said, hey, do you mind if I hand out some free cigars? And the guy said, sure. I said, I'm not selling them. I'm just handing out samples because I just want to get my brand out there. And he said, sure. So gave out like 12 or 13 cigars that day, and I came back 2 weeks later with my wife, and I said, hey, I'm here to see the manager. And so the guy behind the counter went back, got the manager, and he came up and he said, hey, my name's Adam. I said, my name's Hank Scott. And he said, yeah, I know you, because my regular customers have called and asked me, when am I going to get 12 Tribes in here? And he said, that's a good thing. And so we got to talk, and he said, I want to do an event this summer with you here to answer questions about your cigar. And so as soon as I get the cigars in, I'm headed right back to the tasting room.
What's the tasting like? Is that like wine? Do you just take a couple puffs? Do you smoke a small cigar? What is that?
The tasting room?
Yeah, like how do you sample the cigar?
The way that people sample cigars, they're either going to know whether they like it or not within the first 2 or 3 puffs.
Okay.
At Appleton Cigar Shop, I've had a warrant officer come in. He was from Virginia. And it was warrant officer William Washington Jr. And he came in. I introduced him to 12 tribes. He sat down, lit a cigar, took two puffs off of it, got up, walked over there to me where my brother was. Hey, man, how do I get a box of these? I'm like, well, you can buy them from here. You know, we sell them here at Appleton Cigar Shop. And he said, I want a box. We have regulars that come near. And one of the regulars, Greg, he actually got a cigar of 12 tribes, took a couple of puffs of it, came up and said, I really love this cigar, man. I want a box. I said, sure. We sell it here. So that's how we sell.
How much is a box if you get a whole box of them?
At Appleton Cigar Shop, it's around $300-something.
Okay. And but how many cigars?
You end up getting 20 cigars.
20 cigars. Oh, that's a pretty good deal then. Better than. All right. So let's get, this is what I've been excited to ask you guys. What do you like to watch on TV when you're smoking one of your own cigars, or any cigar for that matter?
Me, I like watching action flicks. Matter of fact, I watched Head of State smoking a cigar.
Did you like the movie?
Oh, it was comical.
In a good way?
Yeah, in a good way.
All right.
Yeah, I enjoyed it.
I haven't seen that. Conrad saw it. I was saying yesterday, I'm kind of done with action comedies. I don't feel like they're ever that funny. And the action is never like, you don't really ever feel like anybody's in peril. I like Idris Elba a lot. Loved him on The Wire. John Cena, I could take or leave. He's kind of, I think, peaked. But
John Cena was the comical relief.
He is the, and he's, you know, he's a funny guy. But Conrad said he's kind of like with you. What about you, Herschel? What do you like to watch when you smoke a cigar?
Oh, wow. What I do, pull the TV out on the rooftop, play some video games. Fire that baby up.
Wow.
Got a nice brick square ice cube. Throw some Basil Hayden brandy, bourbon, I should say, in there.
There you go.
And just roll.
What do you guys do? What is your favorite activity to do when you're smoking a cigar that maybe it's not TV? Is it just talking to other people, or are you watching sports? Or are you sitting outside? What's your favorite activity to do while you're smoking?
Me, I like watching movies, but.
Okay.
Sometimes it's interesting just to sit there and smoke a cigar with some of the guys that come in and watch baseball.
Yeah.
Like, I got this one guy, his name's Tom. This dude is smart when it comes to sports. I call him my big brother. And so I just sit there, watch sports, you know, baseball, football. If I got any questions, I ask him about it, and he knows just about everything. We both just sitting there smoking cigars.
You mentioned, we got about a minute or so left. You mentioned 12 Tribes bourbon infused. And yes. I told you during the break, I love bourbon infused anything. Burgers, onions, bacon, whatever. Is that your favorite cigar to smoke, or the best one you guys offer, would you say?
Well, give you the history of how that came into being. I spent the night over at Herschel's house because it was too late to drive. Well, actually, I had too much to drink that night. And Herschel was like, you're not driving, man. You go upstairs and go to bed. So I said, hey, my phone's dead. I need you to text my wife and let her know I'm staying with you tonight. So he texted her, let her know so she wouldn't be worried. So when I got up the next day, I opened up his humidor, his refrigerated humidor, and I saw 12 tries, so I grabbed it. He said, Hank, you know that's bourbon infused. I'm like, okay. Didn't know what he was talking about.
Hair of the dog.
So when I'm driving home, I'm like, this is a dang good cigar because it changed the flavor profile from the original. And I'm calling him on the way home, hey, man, this is awesome. I think we ought to do this.
Guys, this was so much fun. Thank you for being here in person. It was great to meet you guys, and I wish you luck with 12 Tribe. When you get some in, come back and we'll buy a couple from you. I'm curious now.
Yep, that's what they said on Barrel Proof Podcast.
All right. Hank Scott and Herschel Winters, best of luck, guys. Thanks for being on the show.
Appreciate Thank you very much.
All right, we're coming back after this very short break. It's a Barbie and Friday night. Next, we're going to read your texts, and we're doing it all on Nightlight tonight. It's Pete Schwabe on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Milwaukee's Real News and Great Conversation, 540 WAUK.
Veterans, have you explored your benefits lately? As in, really looked at them? Veterans who bravely served our country deserve the benefits they've earned and life-saving support when they need it. We know that no one can do this alone, and we're stronger when we work together. The Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs stands ready to serve Wisconsin veterans, their families, and their survivors. With our network of partners, like your local county Veterans Service Officer, we can help connect veterans with services such as education, employment, mental health services, veteran ID, long-term care, and more. We stand ready to serve you. For more information, call 1-800-WIS-VETS or visit WISVETS.com. That's WISVETS.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs, with funding provided by the Milwaukee Brewers and the Brewers Community Foundation.
For 75 years, the Muscular Dystrophy Association's voices have thundered through the halls of Congress.
For 75 years, we've willed the impossible into existence.
For 75 years, the MDA community has pushed the science,
shifted the narrative,
and established the field of neuromuscular medicine.
And until that day, when this is all a thing of the past,
you couldn't stop us if you tried.
Join us and celebrate 75 years of breakthroughs at MDA75.org.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
We've got Chris from Nina. What's your thought this afternoon, Chris?
Oftentimes you have only one set of viewers that will watch Fox News or watch CNN. What I really actually love and respect from all your viewers is the fact that you tend to have viewers that think on both sides of the aisle. To be open-minded, you need to be willing to listen and learn and possibly change your mind. You don't have to change your mind, but just being willing to listen.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
Is getting vaccinated on your to-do list? We can help you check that off.
You've got this.
Yes, you do. See how we've got you at yougotthis.usaging.org. A message from the Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging.
As Wisconsin is cheering on the Brew Crew, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
A 1, 2.
Thank you.
Welcome back to Nightlight. I am Peach Waba. Great to have you with me on this Friday night. Boy, Friday night is like the perfect night to talk about cigars.
Yeah, definitely.
It was just like, I just want to go home now and smoke a cigar. And I got my Swisher sweets in the car, so I'll break those open on the way home. But I am very curious now to try a 12 Tribe cigar. That sounds very good. Thank you, Norm Kopeski and JB Thompson, for introducing us to Hank Scott and Herschel Winters. That was fun. Peter Malcolm on the stream also said, Kiss Cam guy wouldn't have had the problem if stepped out for a cigar instead. How did that text get by me? I read his other one for those guys. Peter says, nice work, guys. Very informative. I agree. That was fun. Thank you to Hank Scott and Herschel Winters. That was a great time. Our question of the night is, in honor of National Fortune Cookie Day, what is your fortune? You open up that cookie, you crack it open, and you pull out the fortune. What does it say? This is a chance for you to write your future, folks. Let me know. Tom from New Berlin, he's in the 414. He says, please remember that at the end of Ollie's was okie doke. That's a form of thank you with understanding okie doke. Oh, is that Ollie from the North?
Yeah.
That's great. She does say that every time, doesn't she? Okie doke.
Okie doke.
I love it. That's great. Very observant, Tom. Tom's on it tonight. Tony the Trucker, he's in the 608. He says, Pete, feel your Highway 41 pain. Drove it 3 times this week. Hope my fortune reads, you will retire soon with good health and financial security. I wish that for you, Tony the Trucker, and I wish that for everybody. And I can't even imagine. Like, I'm on the road pretty much every day. But a guy like that's a truck driver or a girl, I can't imagine being on the road that much. Your chances for getting into some kind of issue with garbage or an accident or whatever, you just got to be on your toes.
You really got to be. Yeah. Okay. When you're driving. Yeah.
Thank you, Tony. Steve from Florida, Conrad's dad, says, my ultimate fortune cookie would be to own a private lake complete with 3 log cabin mansions, one for each of my sons and wife. Where's your dad going to live then?
He's going to live on the pontoon. No,
I was hoping he would say with your mom, but he says fishing boats, pontoon boat, and jet skis. Total paradise. Steve has thought this through. Thank you, buddy. Great text. Lori from Hayward says, hi, Pete and Conrad. Would love to get a fortune in my fortune cookie that said you will have unlimited trips in Mr. Peabody's Wayback Machine. I need to Google that. That's Lori from the 715. I think that's from a show, and I can't remember what it is. Peabody's Wayback Machine. That was just the cartoon. Yes, the nerdy, the dog. Wow, Lori, you stumped me there. Thank you, though. That was a great text. Keep those texts coming, folks. You still got time to get it in here. Terry Barr is coming up at 7:35 for Bar Band Friday night. She's got an awesome artist she's going to introduce us to tonight. Just spectacular, as usual. And then I have to point out that Lori from Hayward also texted in a really funny kind of... I thought it was like a cigar thing at first, but it's just fortune cookies in a box.
Present of fortune cookies.
Yeah, exactly. A present, I guess, would be better. So, all right, I want to do this. Con, we got to play one of these clips. I cut these clips. This is Denzel Washington. No, let's do Bill Hader. I had no idea that Bill Hader, who is, he's Barry? No. Yeah, he's Barry.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah, he's great. Didn't really watch him that much on Saturday Night Live, but he did the guy Shepard Smith from Fox News. Very funny. He kept saying, oh, he said, mother. Very funny guy. And he does a great Al Pacino. So I didn't know that. I stumbled on this clip a couple days ago, and I thought, this is so funny. I got to play this. This is former SNL player and star of Barry, Bill Hader, doing Al Pacino.
I love your Al Pacino impression. Thank you. When did you first do that impression?
I did stand up for a little bit in L.A., and it was Al Pacino giving a speech, and he was like,
"Wow, look what's going on here. That's nice. I like that.
We got some lights, a couple of cameras. That's nice.
Thank you so much for having me here. This is great. My dear, is very like, all right.
I love film. I love women. I love wine. I love kangaroos. Hey, why not?
Have you ever met Al Pacino?
No, I've never met him, but I heard that he had seen it. Like, his agent had come up to me and said, Al saw it.
You must be scared.
Yeah. I kind of freaked out that I was going to, you know, come at my door or something like, open up! Oh, yeah,
whatever.
I'm here! Come on, baby!
But supposedly he said,
it's good. That has happened to me before.
And I was like, all right.
That's like maybe the best impression I've ever heard, like where you sound that's exactly fantastic. Like the guy. It's incredible.
Fantastic.
How did I not see that before? JB Thompson, I wanted to read this. He was watching on the stream when the guys were here. He said, this is in regard to the fortune cookie question. He said, reach for your dreams. Start with the spring rolls. Fortune's always positive. How about a negative? Your spouse. I read that.
You did.
Conrad, you need to slap me through the glass when I read a text twice. But it was such a good text. I figured, let's read it again. Great stuff. All right, do we have time? I want to do the Denzel Washington clip, too. This is just a very insightful clip from Denzel Washington, a very smart guy, talking about acting and his theory on acting.
I think if you drink too much water, you'll drown. So,
wow. Dropping you.
Yeah, you want to keep some mystery, you know, keep things quiet so that you build up to that next movie. Where is he? I mean, when's the last time you saw Daniel Day-Lewis? Listen, branding for an actor is being good, not being known. Your brand is, whatever you did, was it any good? Not how many likes?
So great. He's talking about social media and how actors become. We talked about this a little bit last night with like Ryan Reynolds. And who was the girl we were talking about that was more focused on? Oh, Gwyneth Paltrow.
Oh, yeah.
And that's why I love that clip. He's like, do your art. Do your thing. And it's acting. Leave them wanting more. Don't oversaturate. Because that happens, too. And that was so funny because Jamie Foxx was interviewing him there. And he was, like, in awe. It's kind of annoying. I know. As everything Denzel said, he's like, whoa. A little bit much. All right, we're coming back, folks. It's a Bar Band Friday night. Terry Barr is coming up next. It's Peach Wabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to 540 WAUK, Waukesha's home for mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
As Wisconsin is saying the word bag instead of bag, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
CBS News Brief. President Trump has just sued the Wall Street Journal. Here's CBS's Scott McFarlane.
He denies the accusations in there. He denies the accusations that he wrote a card or letter to Jeffrey Epstein on Epstein's 50th birthday that was, quote, bawdy in tone.
Trump says the letter the Journal wrote about is fake. Three Los Angeles County deputy sheriffs were killed today in a training accident. CBS's Andreas Gutierrez.
CBS News has learned it was likely a grenade that exploded as it was being handled. The sheriff has promised answers, but it's still too early in the investigation.
One of the deputies had been in the department for 33 years. The president signed a bill regulating cryptocurrency today. Here's CBS News Money Watch correspondent Kelly O'Grady.
Just more broadly, the fact that Congress is in a bipartisan way, saying cryptocurrency, we actually want to figure this out and make it credible for Americans. That's a big deal.
CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
It's the Brewers and the Dodgers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers begin a West Coast trip in L.A. against the Dodgers. Quinn Priester, the 24-year-old right-hander from Glendale Heights, Illinois, will start the first game of the second half of the Brewers season tonight and was asked how he can set the tone heading into the series.
What I hope to do and hope to show through what I'm doing is just 5-6-plus innings. It's my job to put up zeros and keep us in the game and just do the best that I can.
NFL, the Packers training camp begins next Wednesday with practices nearly every morning at 10:30 a.m. Quarterbacks and rookies reporting today, including first-round pick Matthew Golden, on what the Packers can expect from the rookie wide receiver in camp.
No, that's something they can expect out of me is a hard worker. You know, I'm committed to the process, but you know, I'm a dog and I'm a competitor. Each day I'm trying to get better and just perfect my craft. I'm bringing that dog mentality.
That's the Packers' Matthew Golden with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Did you know Madonna and Gwyneth Paltrow were friends? Me either. Did you know they were no longer friends? I didn't either. Until now, thanks to People magazine, which published an excerpt from Gwynnie P's new memoir called Gwyneth, The Biography. I wonder if the actual book is as much of a snooze as that title. Apparently, the breaking point in their friendship was when Madonna crashed the Oscar-winning actress's vacay unannounced with her children and at one point started yelling at them. Paltrow's husband at the time, Coldplay frontman Chris Martin, had had enough, and so had Paltrow, who admitted she can ice people out and harbor revenge, adding that her and Madge's friendship had become toxic, possibly similar to the toxicity found in her crotch-based aroma products from her company Goop. It's true. Paltrow says the two became friends when they both realized they like to sound British sometimes. I might have made that part up, but it's true. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
As Wisconsin is cheering on the Brew Crew, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Clouds thicken tonight, showers and thunderstorms possible late. Warm and muggy, lows in the mid-60s. Mostly cloudy for tomorrow, a few showers and thunderstorms around. A high in the low 80s. A sun and cloud mix Sunday and a high in the mid-70s. Currently at 75 degrees.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Folks just deserve a little bit better than the usual promises that they're getting. But our members of Congress, two of them from here in Wisconsin, recently signed a letter to Canada and said, Canada, you're on fire. You need to do something about this, which is really not necessarily the best course of action when your neighbor's house is burning down is to send a letter complaining about the smoke.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Matt Nair on air.
Author of America, Let Me In, Felipe Torres Medina is here.
My funny book about immigration. You can see how the current administration and their policies are affecting the communities. But I'm a comedian. It is really sad, but how about some jokes? Because that's the only way I can, you know.
If we don't take a moment to laugh about something, we're all going to self-destruct.
100%.
Matt Nair on air. Weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time after a massage, a chiropractor appointment, and some sleep. We'll be back with regular programming from Madison on Monday. Join us then.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
Hey!
Time to check out original music with Bar Band Friday on Nightlight. Now, your host, Pete Schwabba, and special guest, Terry Barr.
Welcome back, and welcome to our very favorite night of the week and one of our favorite ever guests. She is, I guess, the co-host of Bar Band Friday Night. She joins us now over the stream, as she does every Friday. Terry Barr, how are you, Terry?
Hello, Pete. Had quite the musical week. Of course, yes. One of my favorite duos, 7,000 Apart. Wow. They are doing amazing things, aren't they?
They really are. And I have to thank you, Terry, for... Actually, I think we introduced you to 7,000 Apart. And
I think you're right. And I think I stole them after that. And I've done, three, four, five interviews with them now.
They are so great. We love having them on, but I'm happy to have finally returned the favor because you have introduced us to about 100 people, one of whom, Kaylin Cole, has a new song coming out next week. And we're going to try to talk to her about that too. And it was great to meet Kaylin through you. So just a kind of an information exchange here. It's fun.
I love it. We share, and it's beautiful because it's such great talent that we are just kind of trying to help get out there from Wisconsin. Every time you and I talk about this, I am amazed how much talent we have in Wisconsin.
It's unbelievable. Yeah. And I was thinking about this too, because I was reading about Christy Krause, who we'll talk about in a minute, but she, like Kaylin, was here, although it looks like she was from California, but she had a connection to Wisconsin. Now she's in Nashville. How do you keep these people home, Terry?
Wow. That, you know, I think it's a good question.
Yeah.
I think we're really fortunate, say, Kirsty, Kaylin, some other folks, they leave Wisconsin just to see what else is out there, to see how they can get their music heard.
Right.
But I so fortunate because they come back a lot and play area shows whenever they can. Kaylin obviously was home recently, and that's terrific. And I know she'll be back again in a couple of months. And Kirsty, who we're going to be talking about tonight, she comes back as often as she can too to play shows in the area. She just played the Hodag in Rhinelander.
Oh, wow.
And that is a huge show.
Yeah.
But, you know, she got to come home and do it.
That's so great. So tell us a little bit about, is it Kirsty or Christy? It looks like it's
Kirsty.
Oh, it's spelled, am I crazy or is it spelled Christy?
No, it's spelled K-I-R-S-T-I-E, although I may have spelled it wrong in an email to you.
No, I was looking at her, that's an E. Okay. I thought it was like a Favre type situation.
Oh, I didn't know. that's funny.
Tell us about Kirsty Krause. Love her music, Terry.
Oh, she's fun. What I find so interesting about Kirsty, she changes up her music depending on the situation. She is a country pop girl at heart. And when she used to be in a band here in the Madison, Janesville area, it was very much country pop. But one of the songs we'll share tonight, you'll get a little kind of different feeling from it because she wrote it for a tour she was doing of Florida, and she was hitting all these spots in Florida. So she wrote a very Florida appropriate song, but she's originally from Janesville. She has been out to Cali. She's been in other places, but she still calls Wisconsin home. And I'm always so happy when I get to see her.
So, all right. Has she been on your, you host this great show, Max Inc. Radio, that people that are listening can, if you're in the Madison area, check it out on WMDX on Saturday nights, or you can get the podcast here on civicmedia.us. But has she been on your show?
We are so lucky. Yes, has been on, and it's probably the way I met her originally. We had a magazine we used to do for Max Inc. Radio called Max Inc. Music Magazine, and I got to interview her for that, and that is probably 10 years ago now.
Nice.
She was still in the area. She left shortly after that, but now she's come back, and I don't know. I think she's probably been on our show 4 times.
Oh, great. Oh,
yeah,
that's terrific.
Yeah,
all right, so
terrific.
These are both great songs.
Got
Beaches and I Now Know Better. What do you think we should lead off with, Terry? You're the expert.
Do you want to start with something older or something that is brand new, hot Maybe, off the presses.
Let's keep people in suspense and do the brand new one second. So let's do the older one. Which is the older one, by the way?
Beaches Be Crazy. And again, we got to be careful how we pronounce that. Beaches, as in like Florida beaches.
Right. Very good. I did not. Now I'm sure I'll say it that way, even though I was doing fine before.
I know, I'm afraid I'm going to.
All right. This is a Bar Band Friday night, folks. Terry Barr is here, and she has introduced us to Kirsty Krause, who is a phenomenal artist. And here is her song, Beaches Be Crazy.
Tossing mullets in Perdido, sucking on mojitos, Cabana out in Lido. Beaches be crazy. Beaches be crazy. Bike weekend Daytona, lime in my Corona, sugar sand in Pensacola. Beaches be crazy. Beaches be crazy. It's your night to know there's somewhere you can go. Just pick a coast and leave yourself behind. Show off your wild side and let your freak fly. Wet t-shirt in South Padre, double shots of Jose, all nighters with the DJ. Beaches be crazy. Beaches be crazy. Half naked in Miami, stoned in Venice, Cali, getting laid in Hawaii. Beaches be crazy. Beaches be crazy.
It's a great song, and she certainly doesn't sound like she's scared of a good time either, which is fun.
There's some good ones in there, some good lines.
Yeah.
It just makes you laugh.
No, this is I love that song. It has like a Margaritaville type feel to it, you know? It just makes you want to go to the beach.
It really does. You know, beaches be crazy, Pete. Yeah. So.
I have fair skin and I freckle, so I'll just have to take your word for that. But I wish I was one of those people. I was looking at her touring schedule, Terry. She has private events. She's playing a wedding. How much would something like that cost? She's so good. I almost want to renew my vows with my wife and see if I can get
Oh my gosh. Okay, Kirsty, let's do Krause. I'll get her to play for you guys.
Pass the hat and see what happens. Weddings be crazy.
No kidding. Well, you know, you get to this point. She also just did CMA Fest, and you know what that's all about. It's like putting country music artists on stages all around the city, but you have to be invited to play. and she just played it for the first time.
Oh, very cool.
So, I know. Very and nice. She is the 2024 Independent Artist of the Year out of this Josie Awards, which awards independent artists in the Nashville area. So she's getting to the top of her game at just the right time, it seems.
And tell me again where she's from in Wisconsin.
Janesville.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
She seems to be out like Nashville, but she's got all these California dates, especially down in like Temecula and that area. She's kind of splits time, I guess.
Yeah, she is there quite a bit, but okay. I don't think she says no to many tours. She was in the UK not too long ago, and she did some TV and radio in the UK, which I think is so terrific.
Wow.
But yeah, whatever she can get back to Wisconsin, she does. So I would absolutely suggest to people to check out Kirsty Krause. And, you know, she's going to be at a show near you. I don't doubt it.
Yeah.
At some point in the year.
I would love to hear about that. One more thing before we, I want to ask you, it says she was on American Idol. On her bio, yeah, it says she was...
Seriously? Now I'm going to have to ask her about that.
She competed as a contestant on ABC's hit television show American Idol. While living in Nashville, she had a residency show at Jimmy Buffett's Margaritaville restaurant. That's not a surprise. But American Idol, that could put you on the map too.
It could. Now, I noticed when you read it to me, though, it doesn't say if she actually made it on the show.
She competed
as a
contestant.
Maybe that's why I haven't heard about that part. But, you know, somebody as big as Lainey Wilson, who's like at the top of the charts in country music, she did not make it onto American Idol. And she auditioned twice.
Yeah, it's written here like she competed. I mean, I could compete as a contestant, right? And that would...
And then add that to your bio.
And you know I would crush. Yeah, exactly. Hey, so we're going to do a break, then we'll come back and listen to her other song. But before we get to the break, I want to ask you, Rocker is coming on the show Monday. I'm going to be live in Madison Monday night.
Great.
Yeah, and we're going to talk about Atwood Music Fest. So you want to add your two cents in on this great music festival there in Madison?
Oh, it's one of my favorites. It's in the streets on the east side of Madison for 2 days, 2 nights, and it just has such a community feel. Everybody's smiling, everybody's happy, the music is terrific, there's great food and vendors, but it's just that midpoint of summer that just makes you feel being outside and hearing great music. This is what it's all about. Rocker books all the music.
What?
And he does such a, he does such a terrific job. And he does a good job at blending Wisconsin artists and national and international artists on, I think we're up to 3 or 4 stages now.
See, I didn't know that. Now I definitely have to compete on American Idol and get in Rocker's ear because I have a connection and he can book me on one of the stages.
Could you do comedy?
Oh, man. I could muscle through some comedy, I suppose.
That would be really fun. We should have you open for a band doing comedy.
Yeah, that would be great. I've done that before. Terry Barr is here, folks. It's a Bar Band Friday night, and we are coming right back to hear another song from tonight's featured artist, Kirsty Krause. That's coming up next on Nightlight with Peach Wabba. You got the Civic Media Radio Network.
As Wisconsin is saying the word bag instead of bag, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In a chaotic and somewhat discombobulating end to the process, Wisconsin lawmakers passed a state budget and Governor Tony Evers signed it into law at about 1:30 a.m. on July 3rd. What made this budget different from the others signed in this era of divided government is that Democratic votes were needed to pass the budget in the state Senate. Part of the reason that was made possible is because of new, fairer maps. Last November, Senate Democrats flipped 4 seats, shrinking the Republican majority to just an 18-15 margin. Now, candidates are already lining up to take this the rest of the way and flip the chamber. Democrat Jenna Jacobson, who currently serves in the Assembly, is now running for Senate, challenging Republican Howard Markline in the 17th District. If Democrats can flip that district and one more seat, they could control the state Senate for the first time in more than 15 years. That would be a big deal for state politics in Wisconsin.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
I came walking in here just a moment ago, and there was a young lady sitting here with a chicken.
It's fantastic. Kaylee High from Staley Boyd High School. What's the line of birds?
So this breed, is breed. Sue. She's a Dominique, and she's 6 years old.
Is Sue here? Does she lay eggs?
She did used to. She's too old.
So chickens go through menopause?
Yes.
Or...
Yeah,
really?
Much. Yeah, basically.
It's a postmenopausal chicken. My sisters can relate.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station. And on the app, The Maggie Dawn Show.
We've got Chris from Nina. What's your thought this afternoon, Chris?
Oftentimes you have only one set of viewers that will watch Fox News or watch CNN. What I really actually love and respect from all your viewers is the fact that you tend to have viewers that think on both sides of the aisle. To be open-minded, you need to be willing to listen and learn and possibly change your mind. You don't have to change your mind, but just being willing to listen.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
Every 15 seconds, someone is diagnosed with cancer. If it's happened to you or someone you love, the American Cancer Society can help at every step of the journey. Visit cancer.org today.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Rebuilding and refreshing local radio one station at a time. This Civic Media radio station is proud to be a part of your community. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
Welcome back to Nightlight. I am Pete Schwab. The weekend is upon us, ladies and gentlemen. But we've had a pretty damn good time here tonight. Thank you for being with me. I'd like to thank Hank Scott and Herschel Winters for being here and talking about their new product, 12 Tribe Cigars. Very cool stuff. Thank you for all your texts. Monday night, as I mentioned before the break to Terry, I'll be live in Madison. My guest will be John Roach, a Madisonian and a really talented guy. He created a show called The Sports Writers on TV back in the 80s. It was like sports radio before there was sports radio. And he is one of the writers of the David Lynch film, The Straight Story. And he has a new documentary called The Road at Night about the tragic accident involving Howard Moore and his family, one of the Badger coaches and former Badger player. It is a documentary that will knock your socks off. It's absolutely amazing. It will make you so proud to be connected to UW in any way. John will be there Monday. And then Rocker, as I just mentioned, also will be there. We're going to talk about the Atwood Music Fest. And Rocker, do you think I could get Rocker to sing, Terry?
He claims to only be a drummer, but, you know, they got to keep the beat and keep the band moving. So I wouldn't doubt if he's got to sing a little bit, too.
This has been fun.
I want to hear it.
Oh, believe me, it'll be cataloged, I'm sure. So the artist we're talking about is Kirsty Kraus, who is a Wisconsinite. Now she's in Nashville. She's touring in California also. Her second song is I Now Know Better. Any quick notes, Terry, about this last song?
She is a great collaborator, too. And I think we're all learning it's the way that you have to sort of work these days. She writes songs for other people. This song in particular, she collaborated as a duet with someone out of Nashville by the name of Ariel Jade.
Oh.
And it's a pretty great song. And once again, Kirsty is knocking it out of the park.
Let's hear it. This is I Now Know Better from tonight's featured artist, Kirstie Krauss.
Well, don't mess with me, 'cause I now know better. Well, I'll kick you to the curb soon as the turn of the weather. I've been there, I've had my fair share. So fair warning, if we ever decide to get together, I'll roll, roll, roll you in the river. If you ever do me wrong, Lord knows I'd spare her, 'cause it'd be all your fault. With the fear of God, you then run. So I'm needing my daddy, 'cause I keep my own gun. Now know better. Been there, done that. I know all the tricks. I'm not taking any crap. You lose me so quick. Well, I hope this is sinking in. Get it through your thick skull. Or that's how your life will end. 'Cause I'll row, row, row you in the river. If you ever do me wrong, Lord knows I'd spare her, 'cause it'd be all your fault. With the fear of God, you better run. Don't need my daddy, 'cause I keep my own gun.
She fun. That's great.
Don't make her mad. No,
yeah, right. Terry, another home run. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Pete.
So much fun as always. Next Friday, yeah. do we have a date next Friday?
Absolutely.
All right. I don't know where I'll be. I don't know where I'll be. I might be in Madison. Oh, okay. I might be home. Conrad's taking a couple days, but we'll figure this out, and I look forward, as always, to talking to you again next Friday night. Have a great weekend.
Me too. You guys and all the listeners, viewers, have a wonderful weekend.
Thank you, my friend. All right, that's Terry Barr. So much fun. We missed Bar Band Friday last week. That was kind of sinful. We won't do that again. Lots of fun. Thank you to Terry Barr, as always. I have learned about more new music. Hey, what was that joke? Yeah, I did see that one.
So it said... Coldplay hasn't made singles in months, and last concert they just made two.
I think it was years, actually. And then the other one you sent, cost of a concert, hotel $400, ticket $600, food and drinks $200, divorce attorney $70,000, getting exposed by Coldplay for having an affair with your coworker, priceless. They'll recover. All right, thanks so much, folks. I will see you Monday night, or I'll be broadcasting Monday night live from Civic Media headquarters in Madison on State Street. Hope to catch you then. please be part of the show. Always more fun when you guys participate. This is Peach Wabbit and Nightlight on behalf of the lovable producer, Conrad. Good night, Wisconsin.
This is 540 WAUK Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by ZipRecruiter.
I'm Christopher Cruz in Washington. President Trump's lawyers have just filed a lawsuit against the Wall Street Journal and its owner, Rupert Murdoch, demanding at least $10 billion.
The newspaper claims the president wrote a birthday card to Jeffrey Epstein that included a hand-drawn sexually suggestive picture in it. Trump says it's fake and is now suing them for libel.
President Trump denies that he had anything to do with any such card.
Legal analyst Lori Levinson.
The Wall Street Journal says, yes, he did.
But Thane Rosenbaum says even if it is real,
no criminality appears to be suggested.
The president has always maintained he had no relationship with Epstein.
And the letter contradicts that.
Stacey Lynn, CBS News, Washington.
Trump calls the journal's reporting false, malicious, and defamatory. It's been a terrible day for the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department. Three veteran deputies were killed.